You could use a few of those right now.
Yeah.
Charlie Morton started off really bad.
God, he was awful.
Awful. But like his last 7 or 8 weeks.
The Orioles lost the first 12 games he appeared in, let alone started, just showed up and they lost every single game.
But I saw his latest, like his last 6 or 7 appearances have been really good. His curveball has been nasty.
Yeah, it's getting back. I mean, he's getting back to being old Uncle Charlie.
Yep.
Lloyd Howell, who is the NFLPA executive director. Well, he's no longer. He resigned last night, very late last night, during an embattled 2-year tenure as leader of the union. The latest, have you seen all this? He was sort of colluding with the owners. He's part of this equity firm that wants to purchase an NFL team. They asked him to step down. He said no. The whole thing just became a mess.
Let me tell you what he decided yesterday. He goes, you know what? After seeing this Coldplay stuff, it'd be a great day for me to step aside. It made no news.
No news,
it made zero news.
It was a good day to have a news dump when nothing else was going on.
Yeah,
but, yeah, so now, look, the NFL CBA is up in 2029. So they got 3 years left.
And is that like a priority? Is that they work that far ahead?
Well, look, as the NFL continues to negotiate what they want eventually to be an 18-game season.
Yeah.
I don't think you're going to get it until the next CBA. But for the players, you kind of need that union head to be laying the groundwork for now of if that's going to go down the road, here's what we want, here's what we expect to try to get everything done before you have a lockout again like you did in 2010. So it kind of, you know, is a little bit important to have this guy, you know, in place. So we'll see what they do as far as a replacement for him. The British Open. The Open over at Portish in Northern Ireland.
Two Georgia Bulldogs right now. Brian Harman, 7-under, and Harris English, 6-under.
Harris English went to Georgia?
Yes, sir. Go Dogs.
Look at that. Brian Harman, leader at 7-under. Rasmus, this guy's from Sweden or Norway. Haggard, I think that is.
Yeah.
Robert McIntyre, Tyrrell Hatton, and Harris English, all 2 strokes back at 5-under. Tony Finau at 4-under. Let me just give you some other.
He just hit it.
Bradley.
He just went back. He had back-to-back bogeys. Now he's had another birdie. Now he's back to 4-under.
Back to 4-under.
Yep.
Okay, so we'll keep you updated on the Open as it goes on.
Did just you watch that yesterday? Did you
watch?
The weather was god-awful.
I mean, it really
was miserable. Everybody in jackets, raining, cold.
That's what you get.
Today, Northern Ireland, it looks nice.
T.J. Watt agrees to a 3-year, $123 million extension, which makes him the highest non-paid quarterback in NFL history.
$41 million.
Again. Yeah. Listen, I always knew this deal was going to get done. Give the Steelers credit. You know what? This isn't a 6 or 7 year deal.
3 year.
It's a 3 year
deal.
3 year deal,
yeah.
Like, I don't know why. I get the set. They want the ability to kick cap money down the road.
Yeah.
So they make these deals longer.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to just give the really good guys, keep them on short-term deals.
Yeah.
Other than your non-quarterbacks, keep them on short-term deals. I think it's really, really smart business the way you handle it that way. Other news in the NBA, Dame Lillard returning to the Portland Trailblazers after
he is signing up to go back there.
Well, again, he's going to not play this whole coming year.
Yeah.
But he's going to sign up to go back there. He's got a 3-year, $42 million contract. Portland's putting together a nice roster. I will say that much. Again, they got Miles Turner. So
quality of life in Portland. What do you think?
Never been. I've now been to 31 states.
Small market.
Never been
media,
to Oregon.
Like, that's a long way, man. That's a long way away.
But yeah, it is. So. I always like the homecoming stories. They're always nice. Doesn't mean that they're always good.
Yep.
Browns rookies reporting to camp today. That means we are this close.
Dude, how much Shedeur Sanders content is about to be put? The minute he walks out there and throws the first ball he throws.
It'll be easy for me to ignore it. I mean, it really will.
Well, you're not. It's going to be everywhere.
Well, I know it is, but go play. But when he starts playing good football and we start talking about that, then I'll get involved in the conversation. But I don't necessarily know.
They got a running back currently in jail, Quinshon Judkins, who you drafted to replace Nick Chubb.
I mean, so it's funny because like we you know it's list season in sports talk radio.
Yeah.
So ESPN, we did. You know, they're doing all their NFL rank'em series, and I was on a show and they asked me for top 5 rookies, and I had Quinshon Judkins.
Oh, he's a baller.
at number two.
Yeah.
Because based off of, like, you look down the rest of that roster in Cleveland, you don't know the names of any other running back on that roster. He was the dude.
Yeah, dude.
He was Kevin Stefanski's dude.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to explain.
Too much off time.
You're around college athletes more than I am.
Oh, yeah.
I know I did dumb things in college. Look, I know I did dumb things after college. Okay?
Yeah.
But there's a difference between dumb things and committing alleged sexual assault. Like, what? Why? How?
I get it, man. I have covered athletes that I have known that have personally.
You haven't taken a snap in an NFL uniform yet.
Everything's in front of you. Everything you've worked for up until this moment is right in front of you.
Yes.
Yeah.
How hard he had, him in particular.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
To work his way up to get to Ole Miss.
Single mom.
Right? And then get to Ohio State and be part of a national championship team.
Yeah.
These are Disney movies
dude.
That your life is that you just flushed down the crapper. Oof. Like that guy at the Coldplay concert.
What do you think the company, what do you think the break room yesterday at 9:15 was?
Man, nobody worked an ounce yesterday at that company.
Oh my God. Could you imagine the company wide, the text, you didn't want to send anything email, but the company text threads were popping.
Nope. I mean,
you know who
didn't show up to work yesterday? The two of them.
No. You know who didn't show up yesterday? The third girl that was with them.
Oh yeah. The girl who was embarrassed, who knew everything that was going on behind the scenes.
She covered her eyes too.
Yep.
You ever heard that saying, see what had happened was?
I mean, man, you just.
I tell you what, social media, one of the best tweets yesterday was of all of the in the world, it took Coldplay to get us all back together.
It was that.
It was Coldplay.
It was absolutely that. continuing on here, Chiefs Rashee Rice sentenced to 30 days of jail time for his role in a multi-car crash last year. He's got 5 years of probation. This isn't the end of the punishment for Rashee Rice. After 30 days in the clink, the NFL is still going to suspend him.
Yeah.
I probably think my guess would be
7-8 games.
My guess would be 8 reduced to 6.
Gotcha.
8 appealed down to 6.
Gotcha.
I mean, you know, at this point, the NFL has no. I think their tolerance for this sort of BS, considering where we are and what they've been through in the last decade, is next to zero, which they should start just throwing the book at everybody as much as possible. You know, it's crazy. So Rashee Rice is lucky he's not dead or injured or never able to play football again.
Yeah, man.
He should shut up and take the suspension and just come back up.
Count your blessings.
All right, finally, WNBA All-Star Weekend coming up.
Oh, boy.
In Indianapolis.
It's all about taking an L.
Yeah, oh, my God. Caitlin Clark not going to be there, obviously.
This is basically having it 1989 in Chicago and Jordan not being able to be in it. The slam dunk or the All-Star game. That's exactly what happened.
Was he hurt then?
This would be equivalent.
Oh, the equivalent of that. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they couldn't ask for a better situation. Think about all the people that bought tickets and plane ride and flights to come around, and it happened.
I mean, it's crazy. Listen,
for the game.
It does, and this is not the WNBA's fault because somebody injured.
Yeah.
However, the more of a light that continually gets shown on that league, the more you can tell it's being run by freaking amateurs.
Oh yeah,
it is a poorly run league.
They've never made a dime.
No, and that's the point.
Ever.
And the point is now they have all the spotlight on them, and things keep getting brought to their attention. And they keep screwing it up. They had Caitlin Clark playing in a game at noon on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
No, I get it was camp day. They invite kids from camp out.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that with any other team. You don't do it with basically the country's second biggest star behind LeBron James.
You know when you do camp day?
Caitlin Clark might be the second biggest star in America.
You do camp day on preseason day.
Yep.
Preseason day.
Yep. You don't need to do it now. It's amateur hour. It's childish stuff the way the league is run. It's actually frustrating to watch because they have the goose that laid the golden egg sitting right there for them, and they continually botch it.
Yeah.
And I will say this much. As somebody who never consumed a WNBA, who has now started to consume it.
Me too.
Because of Caitlin Clark.
Me too.
And
other
is
teams.
Great.
And other teams, yeah.
The game itself it's a better game in the NBA than a Duck and Chuck 3 that I watch.
Yep.
Like, if you're into ball movement.
You have people posting up.
Yes. If you're in a ball movement.
There's a 4 and a 5 in the NBA.
I mean, it's just a completely different game, And it's so worth it to watch. And the league can't figure out how to shine the light on the game itself. They have all this other crap going on. They can't get out of their own way. It's very, very...
Playing in arenas.
Yeah.
Chartered flights. Just understand what you got.
They
got
to get right and get right fast.
Yep.
Speaking of getting right, the Braves have to do that next. Should they change course and sell at the end of this month? We'll discuss that next. Mark Zeno for Steak Shapiro alongside Rusty Mansell. It's a Steakhouse on Sports Radio, 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com, and the Odyssey app. It is a Steakhouse here on Sports Radio, 929 The Game. Mark Zeno for Steak Shapiro alongside Rusty Mansell. We're going to get Rusty Rocks coming up here. 10 o'clock. I always enjoy Rusty Rocks. Somehow I think today it's a little bit easier to figure out than others, but to keep you guys waiting with bated breath here.
Kind of a yellow tint to it today.
Yeah, we got buy or sell coming up later on. Of course, we're going to do tailgate. We'll get SEC Media Days wrap up. We also have some tickets to give away.
Yeah,
these are Beatles tickets? What tickets? Beatles?
This little...
Little
band on the
maybe
ride.
The last remaining
Paul McCartney,
or one of them.
So Paul McCartney is having a concert. I mean, the Open is going on. All right, so we're giving away Paul McCartney tickets. Callers 5 and 6, does that work? 404-726-0929. If you'd like to go see Sir Paul McCartney, where is he playing, Bo?
It's gonna be State Farm Arena.
Really?
Yeah.
Paul McCartney's still selling out arenas?
I wonder if he's going to go on a 3-year retirement tour like Elton John. Elton John's still on his retirement tour.
I mean, I know Billy Joel had a residency at Madison Square Garden for 15 years, but Paul McCartney's still selling out arenas?
Dude. Yeah, he's still. But I tell you this, you know that everybody that wants to go see him would still go at 4 o'clock.
Like yes.
The 4 o'clock crowd would be great there.
Yeah.
Beat traffic, be down by 2:30?
Yep. There you go.
He didn't have to go on at 9:30.
404-726-0929. Calls 5 and 6. We'll get some Paul McCartney tickets. All right. We have a bunch to get to here as well, including this hour of the program brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, Atlanta's number one rated pressure washing company.
Yeah, man.
And let's get to the Braves here. It has been a tough go of things. Look, it's fair to say at this point this is not a good team. It's not a necessarily well-constructed team. I felt coming into the year, Rusty, and I said this repeatedly, they had a ton of what-ifs. And I think it's a bad place to be entering a season with a lot of what-ifs. As in, what if, you know, Ronald Acuna returns to form? What if Spencer Strider returns to form? What if Matt Olson is able to, you know, do what he did 2 years ago. Ozzie Albies goes back to being a 300 hitter? What if Michael Harris learns how to hit a baseball again?
5 of those 6 didn't happen.
You know, what if the young arms can repeat AJ Smith-Shawver and Schwellenbach, you know, repeat and don't have sophomore slumps? What if the bullpen gets fixed? What if we find a closer? Like, all these what-ifs, you know, when you have that many, most of them are no.
Well, Acuna was the only one.
The only one, yeah.
Checks. Yeah. It's been that way. Here, let me give you a couple stats on that. So I was like, you know what? I'm the ultimate Braves. I'm still, you know, I'm not believing, but I want to have at least something to look at. What is the largest comeback ever after the Major League All-Star Game? It was the 73 Mets.
Oh, I was going to say the 78 Yankees. So 14.5 games.
73 Mets were 12.5 behind. They were 42-51. They went on to lose Game 7 of the World Series to the A's. The 2012 A's were actually 9.5 back. So if you want to look at recent, so the Mets were 42-51 in 1973. The Braves are 42-53. They're 12.5 back as well.
Yeah, hold on. You're leaving the 78 Yankees out. They were 14 back in mid-July.
Did they win? Well,
and they came back and won the World Series.
I looked it up this morning and said that was the biggest comeback ever.
Maybe the National League.
I think it's your ChatGPT over there with your Yankees.
No, it's not. I'm telling you.
Yankees.
My father told me a lot about it as a kid.
So,
by the way, going to the game tonight.
But I can tell you've got on a Yankee shirt, Yankees hat,
I just did that to annoy you guys. That's all.
Well, the first thing this morning, Sandra
nobody
goes,
else is gonna
Sandra
see
texts
it.
Me. She goes, "Hey, give Zeno a hug, and by the way, go Yankees." I was like, "Oh God, they're in town, and I got Zeno."
Doubly screwed.
Double deal. Can you imagine the side text they had? They're like, "Man, Sal's going this morning with Zeno. He has no idea.
He has no idea.
Yankees
right?
in town.
Yeah, almost like the text that astronomer.
How many Yankees? How many Yankees fans will be in town tonight? I would imagine that's a great.
I think you'll realize it'll be closer to 60-40 in favor of the Braves.
Yeah.
Whereas every other night would be, 75-25, 80-20.
Obviously, a lot of worldwide Yankee fans, but a lot of people from, New York, it's a trip for them.
Yes. It's a great weekend trip. Yeah. You get away.
Yep.
Get away from the city
still,
and everything
still in
else.
Summer.
Right? You can go hang out for a weekend down in Atlanta. Let me ask you this.
Easy flights.
I know that Alex Anthopoulos has openly said that they are not going to be selling at the deadline. Put on your GM hat. Would you change course?
According to the only two people to me that would be absolutely.
See, now you're starting to think correctly because this is the better question.
Yeah, the only two people to me that wouldn't be would be Acuna and maybe Austin Riley.
I mean, here's the problem.
Everybody else
here's the problem.
I'm listening to.
Here's the problem. Right now, you don't have anything really that anybody wants to offer that the trade deadline is the purpose is to make your team better for the final 2 months of the year.
What about Azuna?
And go to the
post. What about Azuna? That's a bat.
That is a bat to an American League team that needs power.
Let me ask you this, and I hope it doesn't happen, but what about Chris Sale? Because you're going to get him back at the end of August.
Well, no team is going to trade for him because you don't know what he's going to be. Like, you can't give away legitimate assets. You know, if the Braves are willing to get rid of him on the cheap, but they're not going to do that. You know, I mean, it's one of those things where you don't really – nobody wants Sean Murphy. Sean Murphy is a
– Oh, there'll be some people that would take him, but it'd be cheap.
But again, what team needs a starting catcher? What playoff team? What team that is going to the playoffs right now needs a starting catcher? Like, that's the thing you have to ask. He's a hard trade partner. Because you're not going to pay him to DH. You're not going to bring him there because he's not hitting the ball well enough. So it's not like, they say, hey, we'll figure out a way to mesh him in there, work him in, split time. And then the other time he could DH, he's not hitting well enough. So I don't think he holds a ton of value for anybody. I mean, would you consider an Ozzie Albies trade?
Yes. Yes. Listen. I get it. He's a clubhouse guy. He gives you great effort. If I'm getting some young pitching out of him at some point, I'm taking it right now.
Yeah.
I hate to say that, but yeah, I mean, there's no question I would.
Would you consider Michael Harris being moved?
Yes.
And I
love Michael Harris. And I think defensively he is one of the best. He has struggled for a long – he hadn't struggled for 2 months. He struggled for a year and a half hitting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bad sign.
Listen,
man. That's a bad sign.
It's not struggle. He can't hit.
That's a bad sign.
That's not just, at this point. It's not struggle.
Okay.
You're talking about somebody who can't hit major league pitching.
Listen, I love the guy. Hometown kid. He's a Georgia Bulldog, fan. All the things. He checks the boxes.
Yes,
he has been. There's zero.
There's no
confidence.
Such thing as a season and a half long slump, Rusty.
I agree.
That is
bottom line. That's bottom line.
But somebody may want him for something cheap as a fourth outfielder, a defensive replacement.
There's always somebody that thinks they can fix him. It's like a
quarterback. It's not a question of fix him. I'm just talking about for a team that's in a playoff run and a stretch run that might need a platoon outfielder with speed and a glove that will help them during the playoffs.
Good dude. Not going to hurt your locker room.
I mean, when you play him, he'll bat ninth, and that's fine and everything else, but whatever he gives you offensively is a bonus, but he's there as a late-inning defensive replacement, as a pinch runner when you need a guy on the bases. Like, that's a valuable guy
for
a playoff roster.
He is a plus-one athlete.
Yes.
Unfortunately, you have to bat in baseball. Can't just run routes.
So, again, I don't know what the definition of selling is when they said they're not selling versus – I mean, I don't know. But that's real quick for another minute or two here. Let's flip
situation.
This around. What would the Braves need? I know what they need to acquire, but what are you giving away to acquire that's going to get a 12-game gap back? You know what I'm saying?
Well, you're not. You're not
right.
You can't say that publicly, but you're trying to say the idea is that
you're just standing pat. You're just going to ride this out.
Yeah, but what makes you going to be different come next March?
No, you're not. That's the point. I mean, you might be healthier.
Got to make a move or two.
Yeah, I mean, all the arms that you have, they just drafted
three shortstops, which worries you about their farm system. They just drafted three shortstops. What does that tell you?
By the way, how stupid is Major League Baseball? Why would you do the draft on that Sunday night when you could have done it last night when nothing was happening?
Nothing.
You had Wednesday night and Thursday night to do the MLB draft. You had two nights to promote it at the Home Run Derby and the All-Star Game. You could have promoted the hell out of it and done it in one of the emptiest nights of the year. And these dummies.
Yeah, the only thing you're going against is Coldplay.
Which was unplanned. It was completely unplanned. I mean, talk about poorly run executives. Rob Manfred is the guy going, hold my beer. Watch this. I can screw this up.
Yeah, I mean, I was sitting around last night. No kidding. Sitting around last night. Did you know what I watched?
If the MLB draft was on, you would have just liked to see names called.
Well, you know what? The British Open was over, so I knew what was happening. No kidding. I sat around last night. I haven't watched it in years. I watched Friday Night Lights.
Really?
Yeah. It was on Netflix, pulled up. I was like, you know what? I'll watch this.
Wait a minute. You're itching. You're itching for football.
I'm itching, dog. I'm itching.
You are itching for football to get back.
I'm itching. Boobie Miles. I'm still pissed he got hurt with his knee.
Yeah.
I've read some of that book made from that dude. You realize, you know who they play? They played Dallas Carter. Dallas Carter was Jesse Armstead and him from Miami.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Dallas Carter was loaded. Dallas Carter was one of the most loaded teams of all time. They played them in the Astrodome. 50,000 people in that high school game.
Wow.
Can you imagine the turf on that field is like concrete?
Those old school turfs?
Old school turfs.
I played on those in high school.
Yeah, that's like it's old concrete. Old school turfs. Just carpet rolled over. No padding. Not walking around this stuff now with the cool blades and all that.
That's why dudes used to pop knees all over the place on that turf.
Crushed rubber tire. No, that's them days are. Yeah, man. That was Jesse Armstead. Yep. Played middle linebacker, Dallas Carter.
I remember turf. Remember those turf cleats back in the day?
Dude, I had some of those. They were so comfortable. I had those spot builds. Had the little round ones. Yeah. I wonder why our knees and backs hurt.
Exactly. And I got a litany of reasons of why that happens. All right, coming up next, we'll hit the tailgate. What SEC team, Rusty, am I going to tell everybody that's going to shock people about how good they are?
I've got one, and I took some heat this week for it.
Listen, I think you and I both are in agreement. There are some teams that will surprise in the SEC, not named Georgia, not named Texas. I'll tell you who they are next. It's the Steakhouse here on Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to the Tailgate Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com, the Odyssey app. Mark Zeno in for Steak Shapiro today alongside Rusty Mansell. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game is your home of major championship golf coverage in Atlanta. The Open Championship currently underway at Royal Portrush. Your leaders still at this point in time, Georgia Bulldog Brian Harman at 8-under. That's Ha-Tong Lee at 7-under in second. Rasmus Højgaard and Tyrrell Hatton, along with Harris English, all three strokes back at 5-under. And then you got a host of people at 4-under as they are in the second round today. This update brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, by Umberto Injury Law. When it's game time and winning is the only option, and by Georgia Hemp Company, come and check out their new locations. It is time to hit the tailgate. SEC Media Day is concluded right here in the backyard in Atlanta. And what would SEC Media Days be without Rusty Mansell? Excellent job out on the coverage there, Bubba. I mean, that was good stuff.
That's my wheelhouse.
Yeah, you think?
I mean, that's go time for me. You got a chance to see everybody. Shout out Garrett Chapman. Did a great job for 929 The Game this week, getting interviews, getting people over to the table. I don't know if you heard Randy and Andy with Kirby. And it was a good week. I think you know, there was no news is kind of good news. Obviously, Greg McElroy, for whatever reason, last Monday, thought it was a great idea to drop right off the bat that he heard that Nick Saban was coming back to coaching in some fashion. And I'm going to tell you something. I don't know if he thought that wasn't going to be that big of a deal, but by about lunchtime, it was a national story. And then when Brett McMurphy from On3.com gets a hold of McElroy, he kind of backs it back a little bit. Like, well, I don't know that he's actually going to do that. That's what some people around him are thinking. And by the time we got to Tuesday morning, it was a non-story. Well, his daughter, Kristen, goes on her social media, I guess, yesterday and basically ends those rumors and going, you had my dad. He did his. He did coaching. That part is done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can understand that. All right. We told you before the break here about teams that we think will surprise some people. When I told you mine before the show, you didn't disagree. And I will tell you that I think the Oklahoma Sooners are going to shock some people this year.
Define shock.
I think they're going to be really
good.
What's
the win total on that?
I think that they're a college football playoff team.
Oh, I don't know about that. They got a quarterback.
Yeah, they do.
But I just don't know about, defensively what they are.
I think their offense is going to be legit.
He's a hell of a player now.
I mean, look, think of it this way. Schedule-wise, they got to play Michigan week two. They get him at home, right? They get Texas at a neutral site, obviously, Red River. They get at AT&T Stadium. There are two road games, November 1st, then a bye, then November 15th at Tennessee, at Alabama, and those are week, 10 and 11, or 9 and 10?
Yeah.
So the only other road game they have in the SEC is South Carolina. And, you know, look, the other part of this—
I'm going to have to see it.
How good they will be will depend a lot on the rest of the middle of the SEC. The middle of the SEC this year, there's a lot of teams,
there's
Rusty.
A lot of questions.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
When you go
up and down the SEC this year, and when I talk about the middle teams, obviously we Texas, Georgia, LSU, Bama, they're at the top, right? Does Florida take a step back? Do they go forward again? Their schedule is murderous, the greatest schedule.
It's crazy.
It's really, really tough. Is Kentucky going to be good again? You know, Missouri expected to take a step back. Ole Miss lost a ton. What are they going to do? Tennessee lost a ton. What are they going to do? Will the Aggies sneak up on some people?
I think Texas A&M, Marcell Reed. I think when Marcell Reed was healthy, he was a problem. This is the guy that Todd Monken recruited, and right before he left, that was kind of the guy that he wanted. And Marcell Reed, I think he is a problem. And I think Texas A&M's good offensively. Kind of flying under the radar, had some good pickups, got a great running back. We'll see what they do, but I kind of like Texas A&M to be really, really good.
What's South Carolina going to be?
Well, the problem with them, they're very top-heavy.
Yes.
Very top-heavy. Everybody knows about their quarterback. Everybody knows about their defensive end. They lost 17 starters. I mean, they had a great defense last year. Kyle Kennard was unbelievable last year at defensive end as well. Mm-hmm. They got a lot, but listen, when you've got a dynamic quarterback – and I saw him Tuesday or Monday. I couldn't believe how big he was in person. He's a big-ass kid, man, Lenore Sellers. He can hurt you run legs, throwing the football. He's special now, but they got to replace a ton, and I mean a ton.
It's going to be very interesting to see what the middle of this conference looks like. And you mentioned A&M. They're returning 15 starters this year.
I'm telling you, man, I like A&M a lot. I like A&M a lot. They've been good two times, I think, in SEC, like really good. And both times they've been really good. It's been quarterback play and really good offensive line. They've got that.
I mean, and Florida's another school. They return, I think, 13 starters. But this schedule, my God.
It's brutal, isn't it?
LSU on the road. Miami, non-conference, on the road. Then they go to Texas at A&M. They get a little bit of a reprieve at Mississippi State. They got the cocktail party with Georgia. And then they go on the road at Kentucky, at Ole Miss, and finish up at home against Tennessee before Florida State. God.
Yep.
Look, if they get out of that schedule with only two losses.
Or three.
They are absolutely a college football playoff team.
Yeah.
And I don't think three will get them in.
And you look at Lagway. I mean, this guy's – I mean, you're all in on this guy.
Yeah. You should be, though.
Yep.
Yep. By all accounts, right?
Yep.
If LSU – has a two-loss season. Are they in?
It's according to what games they lose.
They lose at Alabama and at Oklahoma.
But that would have them beating – they play Texas?
No. They play they host Florida, LSU does. They host A&M, And their other road games in the SEC are Vanderbilt.
They go 10-2. They're in. They're in. It might even be better.
I'm sorry. They also have Clemson in week one, too.
Yeah, that's a huge game for them.
At Clemson.
That's a huge game.
And that's not a neutral site game. That's at.
That's at the other Death Valley.
Yeah, the other
at,
Death Valley.
At night.
And that's what I'm saying. I mean, think about it. If they lose that game, and I mean, between A&M, Alabama, and Oklahoma, they only have they can only lose one of those three.
Yeah. I'm telling you, they lose two games, they're in.
Yeah, but the question is, can they hang on? Not an easy schedule. But Kelly is I think he's a phenomenal coach.
He needs to do something here. You got a quarterback back, Nussmeier. You got some guys you brought in. You got really good defensive players. I mean, it's go time there. Now, I will say this. He's got a huge buyout still. I think his buyout's like $50
million. Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, today's world, NIL, you're paying players. They're not going to be in a real big hurry to make a change. Those days are over.
Auburn is on the road at Baylor for week one. That's non-conference, obviously.
That is a huge game. I heard Cole Kublik talking about Auburn fans are not taking that game serious enough.
Yeah. Baylor may surprise some people. Oklahoma and A&M back-to-back road games at the end of September. But then again, their next toughest game after Georgia. So 3 weeks in a row. This is the stretch they got to survive. At Oklahoma, at A&M, home versus Georgia. Then again, they don't really play a really tough opponent until Alabama the final week of the season.
Yeah, man. I'm telling you. Jackson Arnold, the what is going on with Auburn with their recruiting? It's awful. I don't care what they've had. What, five arrests now? I think since April the 1st, had another one this week. It's not great momentum for Hugh Freeze. This is his third year. Mm-hmm. They spent a lot of money on this roster.
This is the year you're supposed to pop.
They spent a lot of money on this roster. And you go out and get this quarterback who I think is a really good player. Had to stay healthy, and we'll see. And they go out and get Eric Singleton from Georgia Tech, who is one of the top free agents, quote unquote, in the portal.
Right.
And I mean, this is a guy that many people think one of the top two wide receiver prospects in the portal this year. They go out and pay a lot of money for him. They go pay a lot of money for Jackson Arnold. You got your guys. You got to do something with them.
By the way, you know, I've been known to make an occasional wager from time to time, right?
Yeah. Occasional.
You know what I already have circled? And the minute the line pops, I am going to absolutely hammer it.
What?
October 18th, when Ole Miss comes to Sanford Stadium. Georgia by a million.
I think they'll be locked up for them.
By a million. You there's think Kirby Smart forgot last year?
There's a lot of people this week that were kind of like, Ole Miss had their chance last year.
Yeah, they did.
Top three defense. Yeah, first round quarterback.
Yep.
And didn't get there. Absolutely, you know what, the bet at home against Kentucky.
Well, that was the game that cost them.
Cost them.
Yeah.
But Florida, but and coming off a bye week.
Anything under two touchdowns in that game, mortgage payment on Georgia.
They dropped a 50-point on them 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The game 2 years ago, it was like close for a quarter. I think Ole Miss actually held a 10-7 lead at one point in the first quarter.
The first two drives,
floodgates open.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Georgia was like, we've had enough of this. We're done screwing with you guys. Yeah. They play with their food for 15 minutes, and it's in. You're done.
Mashing them. And you know what? It cost Ole Miss to go out and buy all those defensive linemen. Because they couldn't stop them. And it worked for a year. But now those guys are gone. Now, you had to go buy some, but did you buy Walter Nolan's? No.
But I'm telling you, I absolutely, when I tell you absolutely, am waiting for that line to pop up.
I can tell you this.
Georgia by a million.
Georgia has to beat Alabama the fourth game in Athens, September. They have to beat Alabama. They have got to find a way to get a win in that series.
Yeah.
They've got to find a way to win in that series. It's going to be at night. That place is going to be rocking. They've got to find a way to win.
Are they wearing the blacks?
No, Kirby would. His spring game, that's it. Yeah, Kirby was on the other side of the blackout. No, he's not. He's not doing that.
He's not? Okay.
No. You know what's funny? You all see all these pictures about these Georgia recruits, and they love these white helmets, white jerseys, and white pants. It really looks good. And I was like, we need to wear those white helmets. I was like, let me give you a little secret, okay? Those white helmets, there was a manager that took a couple of helmets, and he took some red and black tape, and he made like three of them. And they use them for photo shoots. There's three of them. There's not 140 of them.
Right.
There's three. They're photo props. Now, they look good. But everybody's like, we need to wear those white helmets. I'm like, dude, Kirby Smart ain't wearing a white helmet. Zero.
He's too old school for that.
He is way too old school. Zero. Anything that would take away from the discussion of preparation for his team, zero chance.
He's not giving his players an opportunity to be asked about uniforms.
Now, what would be interesting is, just say we have a super freak. Just say you have an absolute Derrick Henry in the state of Georgia. You have a Trevor Lawrence in the state of Georgia. And he walks into Kirby's office and he goes, "Coach, if you let us wear those white uniforms while I'm here, I'll commit." Then he's going to have his hands full.
The ultimate conundrum for Kirby.
Then he's going to have his hands full. Because he's going to be like, "All right, you know we play UMass in 2 years." And that kid's going to be like, "No, coach, we're going to wear these in a SEC game. We want to wear these as a team." It's going to be, you know, and he's going to give you that. Well, if you're worried about uniforms, this ain't the place for you. But that would be interesting.
Chances Alabama bounces back.
I think they're going to be pretty good, man. But man,
I mean, there's so much on Kalen.
Ty Simpson. You get Ron Grubbs. He's got his guy. Okay, he's got his guy. They got all these players back. Your second year, you've dealt with the Nick Saban, you know, over your shoulder.
Right.
And credit to Nick Saban. He was not around that program much at all. Gave the guy space. You go 9-4. Now you come out and you got a new quarterback, Ty Simpson, who, you know, you don't know a lot about. You're going on the road to Athens, got some early games. You lose to Vanderbilt last year. If this guy goes 10-3 and loses to Auburn, whew,
Be a rough year.
I mean,
that game's at Jordan Hare this year.
Yeah, it's at Jordan Hare.
But three of the first 4 weeks, at Florida State, they get UL Monroe, home for Wisconsin, and at Georgia. Those are your first four.
Yeah.
Three of those first four are not easy cupcake games. I mean, are we better in college football now that we don't waste the first month on teams that we don't care about?
Yeah.
I guarantee you coaches will tell you we're not, but you know, fans will tell you we are.
And Georgia fans, and a lot of people don't, you know what we're better at? And I thought about this week, Mark. We're August 18th. We're going into this season, and there's probably 10 teams that can win it. Legit. Last year, it was Ohio State and everybody else, and they still almost screwed it up. Ohio State was the alpha team last year.
Right.
Right now, Ohio State was.
But by losing to Michigan, it cost them.
Yeah. Yeah. So you know, and losing to Oregon and Michigan, they would have been out 2 years ago. They would have made the playoffs.
Yeah. God, I missed those days already.
And they got hot. Well, it is what it is. But you think about it, I don't think there's an alpha team. There's so many question marks. Ohio State, new quarterback. Alabama, new quarterback. Georgia, new quarterback. Texas, new quarterback. I don't care who it is.
Yep.
New quarterback. Michigan, new quarterback.
Yep.
You know, there's so many questions around college football, but it's great because you really don't know who's gonna come. And it truly could be who's the healthiest in December and who gets hot. It's like the NFL playoffs. Who gets hot at the end?
If you had to pick the one coach who hasn't gotten over the hump to get over the hump, at least to go, let's just call it get to the Final Four of the college football playoff.
Who hasn't won it?
Yeah. Is James Franklin back there again?
Oh, man, I think he's a hell of a coach, man. I don't know.
He's such a good coach.
I don't know they have the top 40 players that takes. You got to have a little bit of depth.
They don't have the quarterback.
They're starting 20. Yeah, he's a statue, too, now.
They still don't have.
Yeah.
I mean, when was Kerry Collins the last elite-level Penn State quarterback, for crying out loud?
Well, I mean, people are on Drew Aller now. I mean.
Okay.
But here's the problem. When he has to move his feet, he's in trouble. But if you allow him to stand tall, which he can against a lot of those Big Ten teams, you put him against South Carolina and you have that dude come off the edge, and we'll see if those feet can move enough to make plays. I would think the pressure is way on Lincoln Riley because they have spent a you-know-what ton of money. They have spent a you-know-what ton of money.
That's a good point.
I mean, like, dude, you got the number one class in the country. You have all this momentum every June and July. But what are you going to have in November when nobody's at your game? Nobody's at the Coliseum. Everybody's watching the Lakers.
Right. And then, you know, the other part of that, too, and not that any of these coaches necessarily signed up for this, you got to win those trips east.
Yeah.
These Pac-12 teams that are now Big Ten and Big East, SEC, when they come west – When they come east, I mean, it's great when the teams that have to go out to Washington that have never been out there, right, and have never played up there, that it's difficult for them. But the games you come east, you've got to win because that's what preparation and coaching is really all about. All right, coming up next, we'll get to some Rusty Rocks. Plus, who will have a better year next year at quarterback? You ready for this? We'll answer this question. Michael Penix or Bryce Young?
Oof.
We'll discuss it next. It's the Steakhouse here on Sports Radio 929 The Game, 929TheGame.com and the Odyssey app. We'll be rocking out here in a moment. It is the Steakhouse on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Mark Zinnard for Steak Shapiro alongside Rusty Manziel. We'll get to Rusty Rocks coming up here in a little less than 10 minutes. Be very appropriate playlist for today.
I mean, it's all-timer, man. Came to me last night. I was like, dang, man, what am I going to do? And I thought, what have you been looking at all damn day?
Yeah.
It's right in front of you, man.
Right there. Just
it is
right there.
Right there.
We're going to get to the Falcons here in a moment. I told you this before, because you piqued my interest a little bit. I started watching a new show, and I asked you if you'd watched it. And Bo, I want to know if you have ever seen this show or not. But I'm not like somebody like gets into a lot of new shows. But I started watching FUBAR on Netflix. Have you seen this?
I have not.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is in it. The writing is so damn good. It is. I highly recommend you go check out FUBAR. It is really well done. Arnold Schwarzenegger plays
a
CIA.
Comedy?
It's not. It's like a comedy, but it's like he's a CIA undercover field operator, right? And his daughter is also on the team. Like they lay out the backstory of how they ended up together and everything else. But I mean, it is really good. I am so hooked.
I didn't know he was doing sitcoms, man. This is new to me.
It's just like he still can be funny. He can deadpan a lot of one-liners, and the writing is so good. I gotta highly recommend FUBAR. I'm by three quarters of the way through season one. Can't turn it off. It's really good.
Not to change the subject, because I'm gonna give it a chance. But one of our listeners here, Chris Clark, tweets in at us and says, Georgia Southern will put Lincoln Riley on the hot seat after week two of the season. That's a tricky one, man. Clay Helton comes back out to L.A.
Former USC.
Dude, I'm telling you, Georgia Southern would be a nightmare to play. You know, really good, pissed off, underrated kids. I didn't actually know they played out there. But, Chris Clark tweets that in. And that is probably a game that gives you some nerves.
Well, again, it's a game they might not cover.
How many people will be at the Coliseum to see Georgia Southern play in early September?
Six.
That's four grandparents. That's a mama loves you game.
You ain't kidding.
Man.
Well, interesting to know. All right. Again, go check out FUBAR. It is.
I'm in. I'm going to give it a chance.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to give it a chance.
It's better than I would have ever expected. Speaking of better than I would have ever expected, is what Bryce Young turned into last year. Finally, it all clicked for him at the end of the year. Second half, it all came together.
Yep.
And you saw, I think, you know, what made him the number one overall pick. He finally looked like he settled. Dave Canales, you know, got it all working. And you're talking about a guy who, over the course of the last, let's call six games, really started to pop. I mean, you know, when he got back from the Munich game, when they got back, he went the final, what is it? 8 games where he threw at least a touchdown in every single game, right? Yeah. He threw a total of, 12 touchdowns and 3 interceptions over the final 8 games. Played really well. So I ask you, who will have a better year statistically, Bryce Young or Michael Penix?
I think both of them are going to have a good year. I'm not sure that there's. I would imagine Bryce Young because the experience.
I think Bryce Young's going to pop.
He's going to have a great year.
I think he's going to pop, and I think Tet McMillan is going to be a great compliment for him. Look who just walked into the Kia Studios. None other, a man of many hats.
Yes, sir.
With very little hair, he is Joe Patrick. I know. I noticed you kind of just gave it up. Yeah.
PFF.
Based off of 100 attempts. But you had to make it based off of 100 attempts because you threw 105 balls.
It's still 3-game sample size. Yeah, Bryce Young got hot, man.
Yeah, I mean, particularly the last three games for Young were phenomenal. That's where he threw seven touchdowns, no picks, and they won two of those three games and played really well, including the overtime game against Atlanta.
By the way, you would be shocked. You'd be shocked if Bryce Young walked in here right now, small he is. When he walked in to the Adidas All-American game, I'm standing there with – now, of course, it's a bad trio to be standing in between, but he was standing between Brian Bercy and Tate Ratledge. And he walked in. I was like, oh, my God, this dude, he there's no way he's going to be able to make it. Then I go watch him throw at practice, and this thing is like a lightning bolt coming out of his hand. I was like, wait a minute. Okay. But I'm telling you, Bryce Young is small. I would love to really, really get a measurement on him. Not like, you know, Charlotte measurement. Like, let's get you in with somebody that don't have a dog in the fight, and let's see what that actual height and weight is. But listen, man, he's got a freaking howitzer strapped to him, and he's athletic and he's accurate. So that's the way he's able to play NFL.
First three games for the Falcons are Tampa, Minnesota, Carolina. First three games, Carolina, Jacksonville, Arizona, and Atlanta. Who has the better record going into that game? But the Panthers' first two games are on the road. See, that's their first home game. That's what makes it tough for Atlanta. That's their first home game of the year. I kind of hope Atlanta's favored in that game. Give me 3.5, please. Give me 3.5. Jeez, give me 3.5 right there. I'm hitting Carolina immediately.
If he's thinking about Ole Miss Georgia line, he's definitely thinking
October
about
18th.
That.
I tell you, it's circled on my calendar October 18th.
Yeah.
We're the 9th. Georgia by a million. Look, here's the interesting part about Carolina with Bryce Young. I think him and Tet McMillan are going to be great together. Adam Thielen is there. You know, they finally found some samples of running back last year with what's-his-face. Not Miles Sanders. Who's the kid who took over in Carolina last year? Help me out.
I can tell you who they got up front.
Thank you. Hubbard.
And they got a game record in Derek Brown.
Yes.
Shout out Lanier High School.
You couldn't help but do that. I love you. That's what Rusty will connect anything back to, like, Georgia high school football, which I kind of love.
That's right.
But I think the Falcons' weapons are a lot more proven. If I had to ask you which team could survive a mediocre year by their quarterback, the Panthers or the Falcons, who are you more likely to pick? Joe? Oh, yeah, that guy. That wasn't even intentional. I wasn't even thinking that.
I was thinking you're talking about he plays every game and he's still mediocre.
Yes, yes. Yes, we're not making any changes at quarterback.
19 touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
Somewhere in that range, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll ask you one more question. I asked this to Rusty. Joe, I'm curious to get your thoughts. Top five in terms of production this year, Baker Mayfield, yay or nay? Absolute yay.
There's no hesitation. He's been doing it.
He did it last year. Yeah. Baker Mayfield is going to throw for over 4,500 yards. He will surpass 40 touchdowns again, and his quarterback ratings will be through the roof. I think the Falcons' chances of winning the division are as little as they've been, given how good Tampa is. I don't think enough people are talking about how good Tampa is.
I think everybody in the division got better almost, except for the Saints.
Yeah, Tyler Shuck might have a problem.
Everybody got better.
Kellen Moore might regret taking that job.
Yeah, they interviewed, like six people?
Kellen Moore might regret taking that job. Yeah. I think he thought he was getting Derek Carr, and he got bait and switch bad. But we don't ever get bait and switch with Rusty Rocks.
Sitting there last night, watching Friday Night Lights, doing my little pre-show prep in the office, I was like, what in the hell am I going to do for Rusty Rocks? And, man, it was like, dude, it's been in your hand all day, like all day long. It's got to be Coldplay, right? And then Bo hits me with, so I tell Drew and Steak, which I never do, I tell Drew and Steak last night, I was like, I got to do Coldplay for Rusty Rocks. And Drew's reaction, Drew popped off like five songs, and he goes, don't tell anybody I really like Coldplay like that. I mean, Drew hit five songs like quick.
You will catch Fleck at this station for being a Coldplay fan.
Yes.
Really?
Documented.
Yes.
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 Oh, yeah.
Why?
This is one. I hope Randy's not driving. I hope Randy's not listening driving. But there's also a theme to this. Okay? There's also a theme.
I have no feeling one way or another about Coldplay's
talented.
It does nothing for
I mean, it's not like I'm. But I'll tell you this. I would love to see the streams today on Apple Music. Or Spotify.
I can guarantee sure you're going to play a song during this, and I'm going to go, I had no idea that it was Coldplay. Yes. I know the song, but I had no idea.
That's how I felt when I pulled the song.
Like, yes. I've heard that song. I had no idea that was Coldplay.
I didn't think they had five songs.
I know that one song.
You'll know all these. You'll know all these. Okay. And really, one
like,
of them. You'll know all these. Like, all right. You hadn't listened in a long time. There's like 2000, 2001, couple.
What was Coldplay's apex?
Like 2000. Yeah, and I'll tell you why.
Is it early 2000?
Yeah, did they have an Apex? Was there an Apex? Were they headlining this show last night?
What, they Apex 2 nights ago.
Were they opening?
No, you know my favorite thing about Coldplay is that reference in 40-Year-Old Virgin? Where they're playing it, you know how I know? And he's like, you like Coldplay.
Yeah.
That's the only reference I have for Coldplay.
Oh, man. All right, number five. Let's get to it. 2002. Good song.
This is the one I know.
It's Clock,
this is the one I know. This is the one Coldplay song I know. The guy's like warning.
Good song, man.
Just like whining. Yeah. I mean, I can't hear this now without seeing that clown CEO, that scale cheating on his wife in public.
All right. Number four. I had to dig on this one a little bit.
I know this song too.
This was a Coke commercial, I think.
Coke commercial.
Right?
It was a Coke commercial.
Soccer, is it really?
Soccer, sir. The next song.
This is the St. Peter Will Call My Name song, right? Yeah, okay.
Don't play the next one. I'll tell you where you know this one from. Don't play the start. You're going to know this one. It's because it's one of my favorite movies, Wedding Crashers.
Hold on. Which scene?
When he walks down the hall, she almost goes into his room.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
you're going to know this
before,
one.
Yeah,
before they go on the bike ride.
Before they play Tummy Sticks.
Yes.
I don't want to play Tummy Sticks.
This is it.
I had no idea this was Coldplay.
This is Coldplay.
I would have said, this is for Wedding Crashers. I would have had no idea this was Coldplay.
2000, baby. Sparks. Remember she walks down the hall?
She's like tapping on the door with one finger.
Ella Wilson's like, well, did I hear something?
Yep.
Good spot.
Let's play Tummy Sticks. I don't want Tummy Sticks. You go in the closet.
I will watch Wedding Crashers with commercials. The next two, easy. I think everybody knows these two songs.
We didn't have a moment, Todd.
2011. Paradise.
Oh, that's a good song. I didn't know it was Coldplay either.
Great tune.
This was in a commercial.
This was 2000?
I know it was in a commercial. 2011.
Oh, they've been around that long?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Listen, if they're your cup of tea, they're extremely talented. They write write their own music.
I don't have a feeling on any of it. I honestly don't. It's like okay. It just doesn't.
This wouldn't piss you off. It just wouldn't be your playlist. All right. Number one. Probably their most well known song, I would imagine. Been in all kind of movies, everything else. Yellow. Great tune.
I think I know this.
You've got to know this song.
I'm waiting for like the words to start. It sounds very 90s grunge alternative rock.
You know, it's funny because the same text I just got from Andy Bunker was the same text I got from Drew Butler last night. A lot of bad decisions were made in high school in some parking lots to Coldplay. So you can know the age range.
This wasn't what I was making bad decisions.
I was Key Sweat and all that
same
group. You know, I was Key Sweat and Babyface. Maybe a little Boys to Men.
All Nobody.
Yeah.
Little Kiki and Ho-Ho.
I'm not even going to say what I was listening to making bad decisions.
One bad decision was made to Coldplay.
Anyway,
catalog.
It had to be Coldplay, no doubt today, man.
I mean.
First time, they're like a Kentucky freshman. It's one and done on Rusty Rocks. Top five Coldplay, baby.
Like a Kentucky freshman. All right. Joe Patrick, we're going to need you to stick around. You're not doing anything important, are you? Really?
It's like probation. It's like probation.
You have some sort of fiduciary responsibility I'm unaware of at this point in time?
Oh, man.
Interesting. They usually never let me in.
It's called community service hours.
Yeah, I guess so. We should probably talk.
How about some breaking news when we get back on Bill Belichick? There's a good teaser.
All right, and we're going to do buy or sell. We need Joe Patrick to stick around for buy or sell. It's next here. Mark Zeno for Steak Shapiro alongside Russ Mansell. It's a Steakhouse. Sports Radio 929 The Game. One of my favorite segments in sports radio. Not even mine. It is the Steakhouse here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Mark Zeno in for Steak Shapiro alongside Rusty Mansell. This hour of the program brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, Atlanta's number one rated pressure washing company. We are going to get to buy or sell here coming up in just a moment.
Can I hijack it for a minute?
Yeah, I want you. I was going to let you give us some news.
Well, let's do that. Bill Belichick and North Carolina have the news is broke like 5 minutes ago. They're going to do a docuseries on Hulu. So eventually,
it was going to be
Hard Knocks. What was going on there? But North Carolina and Bill Belichick, which means his girlfriend will be 100% involved in this.
Yep, will be
on Hulu series this year. So interesting there that a lot of schools don't want that kind of behind the scenes on college football. And what the young kids say, Bill Belichick wanted all the smoke.
Yeah, well, he's going to get it, and Jordan's going to be on TV.
Let me tell you something. If they wind up 3-3 or 3-5, we'll see how interesting that show gets.
Mm.
Real quick.
Not like bringing your work home with you.
Yep.
Get some behind-the-scenes fights. All right, what else you got? You had something else?
I want to ask you. You just got back from Park City.
Yeah.
And heard a lot about Park City.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen some pictures and the amount of snow it gets. A couple years ago, it was like unbelievable historic snow they've got. But the pictures you showed me before – from the golf course,
yeah,
the mountain views.
Ugh.
Give me a little bit on Park City, man.
God. Listen, I had never been to the state of Utah, never had a reason to go. Like betting on BYU at night at home because it's tough to win in Provo.
Always goes back to.
But no other real feeling about Utah and Park City. 100% endorse. 100% endorse.
Easy flight.
Not bad.
3.5.
Straight, 3.5 straight out of Atlanta.
Yep. That's a Delta hub on the west, right?
I think so. They have a big Delta Sky Lounge up there as well at Salt Lake City. Only about 35, 40 minutes, you know, from Salt Lake City Airport to Park City. The Olympic
like?
Training
what,
Center
what
is still
like?
There.
What if that's crazy.
For the skiing, yeah.
What did it feel like? Just
it was 75, 80. You got to remember, like,
did you break a sweat?
No. Salt Lake City is lower in elevation, so it's hotter in Salt Lake City than it is in Park City, where you're up in the mountains, because it's not as – it was 75 degrees. And I remember walking around the golf course feeling like the sun is beating on you all day long, but you're not hot.
That's crazy, isn't it?
I will say this much. The atmosphere matters. You know, when we talk about, like, you know, when guys go out to elevation and play in Denver and everything else,
yeah,
you start walking up some hills and you're kind of like
– feeling it, huh?
Whew, why am I so tired? And then I'll tell you one more thing. The air is so dry out there, bloody noses. When you're not used to it, it gets like all in your nasal pack. You know, I'm like George Costanza. I'm a picker, right?
Yeah.
Something's in there, I just go get it.
Yeah.
Just ripped out a little bit extra, started bleeding. It was bad. What you got, Joe? Yeah, I'm not much of a snowboarder skier. I haven't been since I was a kid, but I fully endorse in the summer and going there when the weather is good because it's not as busy. Hikes were great. Did a little horseback riding.
You see the pictures from like the fairway of the mountains. You can see all the ski slopes.
Yeah, like cool. the guy asked me, he goes, have you ever been horseback riding before? I said, no. He's like, are you nervous? I go, well, I'm usually a lot better about betting on them at a track. So I've been around horses, just never on one. Does that count?
Did you do it?
Yeah, I did.
How was it cool?
Hour and a half horse.
Was it cool?
Awesome. Through the mountain. Like the horses go all the way up the mountain.
Oh, damn.
And then all the way down. It's pretty cool. Yeah. Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Wonder why.
Really?
Why?
Oh, wafts up there.
God.
And it falls into the mountain, yeah.
Oh. Little brother.
Little brother. That is crazy. I fully endorse. Never been to Utah before, but I recommend you go. I can only imagine what it's like in the winter and how touristy it is. But let me tell you something. And I found this out. the absolute richest of the rich.
Oh yeah, dude. Nobody
are in.
Nobody's worried about
Park
power
City.
Bill. Nobody's worried about a power
like,
bill.
Like the family I was with, they were telling me in their building lives the CFO of NVIDIA. I mean, these houses that were sitting on these, like, and I was just asking about real estate. You talk about $15 to $25 million homes sitting on the side of a mountain in Park City on a golf course. Absolutely gorgeous. Like, I didn't realize how rich. Like, it's funny because they were saying, like, celebrities come around here,
yeah,
and it's like they don't get bothered because they're nowhere near the richest people here.
Yes.
Like, it's there are people who have, like, triple their net worth sitting here, wandering around, wanting not to be bothered. No one cares. Like, passed Mia Hamm's house was on the side of the house.
Talk to no one.
Exactly. And that's the best part about it. So, all right, best part of my day. We're going to buy or sell. All right, I'll fire away the questions. We got Rusty. We got Bo Johnson. We got Joe Patrick. Let's fry on. Are you guys ready to go here on this Friday? Buy or sell? Going to a Braves game again before the end of the year?
I hope to buy that.
I'm going tonight.
Yeah. Hope to fit one in. Tickets are going to be cheap in September.
I'm also going tonight.
Are you?
And tomorrow.
Oh, good for you.
And Sunday.
Oh. Yeah, you're going. Yeah.
I tell you this. Though, like September, that Tuesday and Wednesday tickets,
they're going to be cheap.
Going to be prime time. Yeah.
They're going to be cheap.
Prime time for the Family Guy.
All right. Speaking of baseball, God, okay. We got the point. Thank you. We got the point. We just had the Home Run Derby on Monday night. Thought it was fun. It was. I bet on Cal Raleigh. Good for me.
Yes,
let me ask you. You guys a fan of this Home Run Derby format? Do you want to go back to the old format with Chris Berman yelling back, back, back?
As far as the broadcast team
buy
goes,
or sell the new Home Run Derby format?
Sell.
Rusty?
I mean, why is Berman, like, he back it off? They didn't want him anymore or what?
No, I think he's just
– he's tired. Old, like, am I doing that? I'll sell if I can get Berman
the
back.
Limited amount of times that he's going to be on TV.
I thought it was a great product on TV. Steak said it was really long in person. But TV was great.
Yeah, so
but I'm going to sell.
You can't sit there. The only reason you're there that long is to hopefully catch a home run ball. That's the only reason.
Yeah, and Steak wouldn't sit in the outfield at all. I do too. I do too. I do too.
It shouldn't really be a three-hour event.
Yes.
It was, yeah. I mean, it was. All right. Stop. We got it. buy or sell. Gunnar Stockton starts every game for Georgia this season. Rusty.
Bye.
Bo.
I'll buy that. If Rusty buys it, I kind of have to buy it.
You have to buy it. I know.
More than he does, right?
He's got to stay healthy.
I'm selling because Bobo ain't no good.
Let me tell you something. Oh, God. Let me tell you something. The one thing I'll say about Gunnar Stockton, he took a hit in Texas. Okay, obviously.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this. In a blowout game against Florida State 2 years ago in that Orange Bowl, he took another shot. He has got to learn to get down, and he won't make it 15 games.
Yeah, that's the other part of it.
He's got to learn to get down.
All right. Shane Gillis hosting the ESPYs.
Dude.
Buy or sell the ESPYs a good TV event?
Sell the ESPYs, but buy Gillis.
Okay.
Air the first 30 minutes with the monologue. Put the rest on ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
John Cena did a great job as a host.
That's what I did. I didn't watch it live.
Shows are based off of who hosts it.
Correct.
Yeah. That's the quality. Yeah. Like, and how much are you willing to push the envelope on the content is what makes it worth it.
So I went back. There were some uncomfortable people, dude.
Yeah, there
were some people that didn't want to laugh. Like, oh, God, I really want to laugh.
Yeah, and that's the best part about it when they pan to the audience to see people's reactions.
Yes.
Yeah, that's why I say it's a good TV event. That's the point of it. Buy or sell, Bloody Mary is a good hangover drink.
I'm going to sell it. And my boys might rip me for that.
Bloody Mary is a good any brunch time drink, hungover, not hungover.
It's a salad in a glass.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Listen, the spicier the better.
Man, I've
don't
tried
put asparagus
all.
In it, by the way. It's celery.
Yeah, like
definitely olives, like a lemon and a lime, a little spice rim.
Put a palm tree
buying
in
a
it.
Bloody Mary all the time. We just mentioned it before, but I got back from Park City, Utah. Buy or sell going on vacation to a place you've never been?
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's the financial checks and balances. I would love to go somewhere new every year.
All right. We just had Rusty Rocks do Coldplay. Buy or sell Coldplay as a band.
I still have to sell it. Even with the momentum they've had the last 24 hours. Congratulations on your new checks from Spotify.
But, right.
I can't. They got some tunes, but I just can't. So. I can't rusty stamp them.
Yeah, I mean, Coldplay is a band where it's like.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. If you're at the house and you're grilling, and I come outside and you got Yellow playing, you're going through something, man.
The better measure is like if you were gonna go into like Pandora or whatever and create a radio station play. Are you ever writing a Coldplay playlist radio station?
Can you imagine being on a boat like me, Randy Johnson, I mean, Michael, Bo Johnson, and Zeno, and I got a nice-ass boat. I'm like, hey, dude, hit that play button, and Yellow comes on. You would literally throw my ass over wherever we're at.
Or I might just jump. I'm a good swimmer. Yeah. We can't be that far away from
this. Bo's like, I'm out.
Yeah. All right. Buy or sell, the Braves should sell at the deadline.
I'm going to let Bo go first.
Buy it, man. This is come on.
Yeah, but
sell
not
something.
Yeah, you're gonna sell Iggy. You're gonna sell Pierce Johnson. Marcelo Ozuna. Everybody else is staying.
Nobody wants him. Nobody needs it. No playoff contender needs a starting catcher, and you're not paying him that salary to back you up and catch one day a week. And he's not a good enough hitter to DH. I mean, yeah, I think you should. We talked about Michael Harris as a selling piece. There's a playoff team that could use his speed, his defense, his pinch running ability, 100%.
But he's a Gold Glover.
Career 270 hitter. Gold Glove center fielder.
He's a career 270 hitter?
Yeah.
In the minors?
Nope. He had like 295 and 293 his first 2 years in the league.
Dude, he's in a year, as I told Rusty, there's no such thing as a year and a half slump. You just can't hit.
He hit 260 last year, so it's looked down a little bit.
Yeah, I completely take back the first when I went in there and spent 2 minutes with Bo. He basically said, "Hey, dude, wake up!" And I'm back on the Michael Harris train.
Okay,
I'm back
good.
In.
We're
keeping Michael Harris.
Bro. All right.
Good.
Rumors about Nick Saban back in coaching obviously were debunked, but buy or sell? Would you want Nick Saban back in coaching?
Yeah, like to face him?
Yes, 100%.
The game would be better with Nick Saban in it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Can he come on back home to LSU? Then, yes,
I guarantee you this. If he's an analyst at Ohio State, if he's an analyst at LSU, if he's an analyst at Georgia, hell yeah, we're all three going. Bring him in.
Oh, look at the Buckeye guy jumping in here.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo. The new Naked Gun is coming out the first weekend in August.
I'm going to buy it.
Buy or sell the new Naked Gun.
I'm buying it. When are we going to run out of remakes?
Okay, let's sell. Still won't go see Top Gun Maverick.
Dude.
Look, I started thinking about this.
That's a sequel, though.
I'm telling you. Zeno, watch.
Just like Naked Gun's a sequel, technically.
It's a ripoff. We do nothing new anymore in Hollywood, and I hate it. We do nothing new. We stop. And I'm just thinking about this. Once again, why the 80s is the greatest generation for movies and music ever. The greatest decade for movies and music. Everything that we're spoofing off of are 80s stuff that we're remaking and bringing back over and over again. The beats, the musics, the playlist, everything. It's so annoying. I have no desire to see this. Yeah, and so we do nothing new anymore. Like, I was thinking about this when it came to Top Gun, right? Like, what's the... imagine trying to remake other Tom Cruise movies. What would Cocktail 2 look like? What is he, a fat old bartender?
I'm telling you right
what
now.
What would Days of Thunder 2 look like?
It's about to come out.
The car is in reverse?
They're about to come
He's
out.
He's in a Peugeot convertible? What are we doing?
He's the mentor now.
Zeno, let me tell you something right now. Man to man. I'll watch FUBAR. I'll give it an honest. I'll lock in for two shows. I'm telling you right now, you need to watch Top Gun Maverick. It's a great storyline. It's well done.
They've got it wrong. I'll give you 30 seconds of storyline. Tom Cruise should not have been a pilot. because he's too old to be in the Navy still and too old to fly. He should have been an instructor at Top Gun. His son should have been the pilot there. And the subplot line, which they missed out on, Tom Cruise actually did the research now that he's got the clearance to work because he's an instructor and found out what happened to his father and used that information to help his son
become
a better pilot.
That was kind of what the movie was. Only that, was Goose's son.
Don't spoil it. Don't spoil it. Don't spoil
it. It doesn't matter. I'm not going to watch it.
You need to watch it, dude. I'm telling you. It's really good.
We'll do three strikes next. It's,
we're in trouble. House. Get out of here, man.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. It is the Steakhouse here on Sports Radio 929 The Game. 929thegame.com, the Odyssey app. Mark Zinno for Steak Shapiro alongside Rusty Mansell. Wrapping things up here on this Friday. We got three strikes to get to. Here are your three strikes questions coming off of Buy or Sell. Number one, your favorite sequel or favorite remake, whichever one you want to call it. Favorite sequel / favorite remake. Number two, SEC team you're most confident in other than yours. So if you're a Georgia fan, you can't pick Georgia. If you're an LSU fan, you can't pick LSU there, Bo. All right. And then third one, what new show are you watching or did you just finish? All right, again, favorite sequel or remake, SEC team you're most confident other than yours. What is the new show you just or started watching or just finished watching? Somewhere in that range. 404-726-0929 is the phone number. Again, 404-726-0929 if you guys would like to play Three Strikes with us. Now it's time for the John Foy Strong Arm Story of the Night, the big game of the night. And obviously, that is the Atlanta Braves taking on the New York Yankees. Yankees still officially haven't announced a starter yet.
It's not going to be...
It would be cool if it was Freed. I hope for the Braves fans he pitches here this weekend, but it doesn't look likely. I don't know if they're waiting to see how his finger feels this morning with the blister. I think the intent is on it for him to go. If not, they'll obviously throw a bullpen game together, but they may want to wake up and let him see what it feels like this morning, let him warm up and throw a little bit this morning before they officially announce. But it would be cool if it was Freed versus Strider. I'm excited to see Strider versus Judge. That should be some good baseball.
Oof. Tell you what.
Skeen's got the better of him in the All-Star game.
Skeen knew that it was a drag race for him, and he had the – as soon as the light turned green, he was straight heat. He was straight heat.
He knew it.
God.
Only going to be here for one inning, three hitters, no problem. Let's
it
go.
Was straight smoke, man.
Gas.
His delivery and arm angle at 6'6 is damn near impossible. If he stays healthy, it's damn near impossible to hit him.
If you're into this sort of thing, Braves are actually a slight favorite tonight. But I wonder if it's because
winning record at home.
They have not announced a starter yet. Because if Freed starts, I assume that would flip to the Yankees being a slight favorite. But if you're into that sort of thing.
Think about Paul Skeens, man, what he's dealing with up there. I mean, this is the best pitcher
in baseball. The guy's got a sub 2.21 ERA and hasn't
the problem is he's being a teammate. I know he's being an ultimate teammate, but he also understands he's wasting starts on his stats. His career line is suffering.
Awful.
Yeah, well, that just makes it harder to keep him when it's time for arbitration to be up and a deal to get done. That's the problem.
Oh, he's out. The day that conversation comes up, he's out of Pittsburgh. No question. I hate to say where he's going to be, your damn shirt probably, but
giddy up.
God, he's going to be a Dodger or Yankee. Has to be.
I mean, probably a Dodger. The Yankees are on a budget. You didn't know that?
His girlfriend's, she's a New Jersey girl.
Livy Dunn?
She's a New Jersey girl.
Is she?
Mm-hmm.
Good for her. I like Jersey
Girl. She's a Jersey girl.
Underrated. Very underrated.
Ask Coldplay.
I mean, what is it? That guy's obviously taken off work today, right? Like, he's not at work.
He gave his side.
His statement was awful, by
his
the
statement
way.
Was awful, but he terrible. Also he also gave like a quote at the end. But he said he had to take some time to process everything.
Mm, yeah,
that's called U-Haul. And yeah. A rent-a-center.
That's called Tiger Woods 9-iron. Eli Nordegren?
How many lawyers yesterday were waiting on his wife to call?
Man, luckiest guys in the world.
Talking about an easy case. Honey, remember you said you want to go to Hawaii? Book it.
Unless they follow the immortal words of, what's his face? Jamie Foxx. We want prenup. We want prenup. Yeah.
Looks like she was having trouble, like she was choking or something. She was giving her the Heimlich.
Yeah.
That kind
of that's what I was saying. It was the Heimlich maneuver.
Now the memes have taken over.
Oh, the memes are fantastic.
The one is they had an SEC logo on him, and it had her as FCS teams in November. 2-7 FCS.
I mean, some of them were very, very good. I enjoyed.
Oh boy.
I enjoyed looking at them all. Like that was, you know,
man.
And again, you can't feel sorry for the guy. Like you just can't. You know, this is a self-inflicted, preventable wound, and he's got the gall to turn around and say, "I'm sorry that a private moment was made public." Dude, you're at a concert in public, you tool. I mean, the guy's the CEO of a company, and I'm just like, ugh. Anyway, all right, we got people locked and loaded for three strikes. Then let's do it. All right, again, 404-726-0929 if you want to play three strikes with us. Your questions, favorite sequel / remake, SEC team you're most confident in other than yours, and what new show are you watching? Did you just finish watching? Rusty will tee you up first. Favorite sequel / remake?
Can I say Rocky?
Rocky 2, absolutely. It's the number one sequel ever. Best sequel ever.
What about Rocky 4?
Well, I mean, yeah.
That's part of the Rocky sequels.
I'm talking about pure sequel. You're talking about the whole series.
Okay, Rocky series. Okay.
Rocky 2 is the greatest sequel.
Yeah. Most team I'm most confident in? SEC?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I think Alabama's going to be really good.
Okay.
Think X&M is the surprise team. I want to say LSU. I got to see it. I just trust Alabama a little bit more.
What new show? Finish watching. We'll watch. Gonna watch.
I'm watching Quarterback right now.
Are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Bo, what do you got?
I'm also trying to finish Quarterback. Tara and I just finished or are about to finish Sons of Anarchy.
That's great, isn't it?
Fubar.
That's great, dude.
You're not gonna be upset, guarantee you. Oof. Favorite sequel? Remake.
Empire Strikes Back is the best sequel.
That's a good one.
That's aggressive.
That is
okay.
That's a good one.
I mean, Han Solo being frozen in carbonite did not really do anything for me at
that's
the end.
That's a good one.
Anyway, SEC team you're most confident other than LSU in your case?
Gotta be Georgia.
Okay. Joe Patrick. Favorite sequel / remake? Did not expect that.
Good call.
That's not on the bingo card.
Yeah, solid. Very solid.
Okay. SEC team you're most confident in other than yours? Okay. Yeah, that's true. And what new show are you watching? It's more like work.
Yeah. Yeah.
People have raved about that show.
Yeah.
People have raved about that show.
I got a couple in the land, man. It's pretty good. Yeah.
All right. 404-726-0929. Who do we got up first, guys? Just hit me.
Oh, let's go to Skip in the Yeah Mobile.
Thank you. Skip, good morning. You're on the Steakhouse. How are
morning,
you?
Morning, Skip.
What's going on, sports gods? How y'all doing?
Skip, favorite sequel / remake?
Halloween, baby. I'm a horror fanatic. Halloween kept going straight through. Wasn't nothing stupid. Straight through.
Ooh, SEC team you're most confident in other than yours?
Hate to say it, Alabama.
I have the same breath, man.
You know, nobody believes in Texas.
Same damn breath.
What new show are you watching? Just finished watching.
That's right.
Okay. What new show are you?
I'm watching this Marvel thing, Ironheart.
Really?
Ironheart?
Yeah. It's like the new remake. It's the younger version of the new Iron Man, but okay. It's a new character.
Is that on Netflix?
Oh.
Disney is on Disney Plus.
Disney
on Marvel.
Okay.
Yeah, if it's Marvel, cool. It's got to be Disney.
Well, hell, I mean, it's early.
404-726-0929 if you want to take part in Three Strikes. Bo, who's next?
Let's go out to Rodney in Stockbridge.
Rodney, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Your favorite sequel / remake?
Hey, I got to go with Rocky 2 again. Yeah. Hey, it does something to me when I watch it.
SEC team you're most confident in other than yours?
Oh, it's got to be the Florida Gators. That quarterback scares me.
Lagway.
That schedule is just
schedule
murder, though.
I'm telling you, Lagway, what he did to Georgia before he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Put some nerves on you.
What new show are you watching or finished watching?
Hey, The Curse of Woke Island.
The Curse of Woke Island?
Yeah, I've heard of that, but I hadn't seen it. But I've heard of that, yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. By the way, speaking of which, did you see the meme with the CEO guy, CF, whatever it was, the astronomer guy, where it said a guy, you know, gets caught with his arms around another woman while cheating on his wife, and everybody's all up in arms, all because of us being woke now.
Yeah.
Like, it was just, I didn't get it all right, but it was really hysterical. Like, it was just like, I mean, they have turned this guy's, and listen, he is right. They're like, does his life deserve to be made a living hell for this? Not necessarily. But it's one of those things where it was 100% completely self-inflicted.
Yeah.
You know, and
this dude desperately needs Aaron Rodgers traded today. Like, this dude needs Aaron Rodgers to go to, like, the Cowboys today. Like, he needs something to take him out of the mix.
There's another one here that says, boomers hate remote work because it precludes them from having affairs with their colleagues.
Sandra sent 4,398 memes and tweets yesterday, and I looked at them all.
I mean, she was absorbed. This is right up her alley. She's got to love this.
She was loving it. It's undefeated, man. Never been overtime.
Yeah.
Including Coldplay concerts. I had a buddy who was at Luke Bryan last night in Greenville, South Carolina, and said Luke came up over the intercom and said, "Hey, guys, don't mess around. Have a Coldplay tonight." That place went crazy.
Oh, my God. That's nuts. All right, gentlemen. Well, that does it for the Friday. Any big plans for us tonight? What time are you getting to the ballpark tonight, Bo?
I'm going straight there. I'll be there at 2:30.
Oh, really?
Man's
that
right,
early?
Man's
right. Oh, yeah, I work there.
I think he's mine, right?
Oh, you got to work. Be, yeah. Oh, okay. You're there in a.
I mean, he has to he has to get there early and get his mind right. By the way, shout out City Atlanta, Bo. You were there. Great job hosting. I mean, it looked like everything.
Remarkable
went great.
Event. All Star Village was slam packed.
I heard
huge,
it was great. Yeah.
Fun event to go to. Yeah, the
shout
whole thing
out,
was
man.
Great.
Shout out.
I will be. I got them fancy tickets tonight. In the Delta Suite underneath.
You go by and see Bo?
Delta Club?
Delta Club, yeah, I'll be down there.
Holler at me when you get there. I'll come say hi. I'm in the Truist Club.
Are you?
Yeah.
Ooh, giddy up. So, I appreciate free food.
How many tickets you get tonight, two? Four?
Taking the boys with me, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, man. That is what, make a memory.
That's all we do.
I hope you make a memory and take a nail.
They'll try to go say hi to Aaron Judge at some point. All right, appreciate you guys letting me hang out with you. But this afternoon, Joe Patrick, Bo Johnson, Rusty Mantell, thanks for listening to the Steakhouse Sports Radio on 98.9 The Game.